You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah. Rich
Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to do
that? He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger and
yes! Oh, Race Wars, be back.
Hey.
We're finally
back.
All
right, listen, wait.
We're
Hold
finally.
Up. Yeah, we'll start. Finally, we're going to start and bring everybody in.
Finally back.
Were we not around last week? I thought we were.
Were we?
Yeah. All we right. had Gante.
It's just a long week, I guess.
No, we had the week that you fucking got dental work and then tried to say
right.
it was my fault.
Sorry that I got health care and dental care and I took care of my shit.
There you
I
go, just boy. Assumed... After and shit.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm in the union, son
of a bitch. SAG-AFTRA. 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 They combined. SAG-AFTRA.
I use Writers Guild insurance.
AFTRA is
not a little
theirs
bit.
Is better.
Now,
that's the best one.
It's the worst one.
Writers Guild is top
Let's
shit.
Let's see who dies first, me or Kurt.
that'll prove
Producers
it.
Is
That's
the
not
best
even a contest. The white man above.
The white man.
I told abides. You, you're faint. You're going to die like the Roy Batty at the end of Blade Runner. You're going to
yes.
fall to one knee
yes.
and open your hand and a dove will come out.
Yes, it's going to be dramatic.
While I stand there like Harrison Ford, all broken up but yet alive.
Damn.
It's go. Built in.
You know we got to talk about your boy Byron Allen going off on a president. You heard about that?
No way. Byron Allen
Byron
has
Allen
the nerve.
Byron Allen.
Hold on a minute. My best friend, Byron Allen.
He's so, first of all, it seems like he's just thirst. For some attention.
He has to be, because I've done Comics Unleashed 90 times. I even did Hot Chocolate.
Oh, you know what?
I did Comics Unleashed Hot Chocolate.
I thought you were Byron Allen up until we just...
I remember first time Byron Allen, we were complaining like, Byron, man, you don't even pay people that much. And Byron had us all in the room, and he goes, let me tell you guys something, man. A lot of you guys can't do like the Tonight Show and the Lettermans and stuff. I'm giving you an opportunity, man.
That's how he talks.
His voice does annoy me. No, you're right.
You know
his voice annoys the
That's
shit out
a fucking because I never knew what his deal was because he's been on TV since I was a child at the shitty time of night.
And you're like, yeah, how?
And then
at
I realized he was buying
all of it.
The paid advertisement yeah. time and making yeah. a show out of it,
yes.
like a nothing
and
show.
He's a
everything.
Multimillionaire.
He'll it's have a clever, like, clever fucking, plan.
He'll have like Denzel on the show. Then he's interviewing like the
you know
president.
How he does it. You know how he does it. I saw that son of a bitch at NAPTI, that where they sell the shows.
Yes.
I saw him and he yeah. told me how he did it. He'll like when people are like
the
bigger,
junkets.
Yeah, the junkets.
He goes to the press
where
junkets.
The bigger shows are doing like Entertainment Tonight, doing the interviews. He sneaks
right,
in. He sneaks
in.
He
yes.
goes. Oh, he goes. Hey, Denzel, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Are you at the show?
What's up? How you been? Yeah. Oh man, you doing a movie? Good. Thank you. Bye.
He's like,
oh wow.
He's a self-made wow. Mario
yes.
Lopez.
Yeah.
he is the Mario Lopez of black comics.
He is. He got in there on those press junkets
Dude,
and made a show out of that.
Let me tell you something, Mario Lopez. Because when I have to sit and sit, look at Taxi TV, or I'm in a hotel.
Oh.
That's always the first channel, the Mario Lopez channel.
Oh, I turn.
And fucking, can you imagine Mario just Lopez the strength channel. It must take to fucking sit there and just smile and talk about that stupid
exhausting.
Shit?
Oh.
Monuments Man is about World War II, George Clooney. And like, it's a piece of shit
My
movie.
Only joy watching Mario Lopez is he's knowing he goes home and hates himself.
Oh.
Pitch Perfect 2.
Can I tell you? I did a show. I had to do this like Heineken thing with Nas and Ludacris. It was all this rapper shit. I had to open up, and Mario Lopez, that son of a bitch, was backstage. And I'm getting off stage, and he comes in, and some song is playing.
Right.
And he does the corniest shit to me. He goes, yeah.
Oh,
he fucking AC Slater
you. I wanted to fucking bend.
Tyrese gave me and Tone one of those.
I
got one of those from Tyrese.
I wanted to seven Steven Seagal bend his fucking finger.
No,
I wanted to above
on.
The law Godfrey. Him and go, I'm looking for Richie.
I'll give you a way better. There's a way better Seagal move, Godfrey. Okay, it might be from Out for Justice, but there's a fat guy that yells at him when he parks his car, and he walks over and just dead punches him in the gut. Like, his hand's up like this. He goes, boom, and just pops him in the gut.
Hidden camera?
That's the best Seagal hit of all time.
Oh, no, you want me to tell you what the best Seagal scene is? When he comes into the pool hall looking for Richie. I'm looking for Richie. And all of a sudden, there's some Asian dude right. in the corner. It's an all-white bar, but there's an Asian
yeah.
dude with
For
a
no
tracksuit
yes.
named Sticks. And yeah, all of a sudden he goes, get him, Sticks. And some
Asian dude gets up.
Okay.
What the fucking ass? He came with these.
And then Steven Seagal happens to have a pool stick. And cracks it in half and they do Kali.
Listen, that guy is named Jeff Imada, and he's in every
movie. I thought he was a Santos, the guy Santos who taught Bruce Lee the sticks.
I assume it's Jeff
Imada. But he was just a perfect Asian sitting there waiting for a karate.
They should at least put him in a kitchen. Like he
yeah, yeah, but he wasn't. He was like, get him, Sticks.
Like he's just hanging out with them. Stop it. Your one Asian friend is the first one to fight. You white bastard.
It was awesome.
Hold on, though. What's up? Okay, so what did Byron Allen? Why is my mic all the way down now?
What do you mean? It's way up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why don't I hear it? That's what it is.
Well, the stroke is kicking in.
No, it's not. It's okay. Yeah, just in my headphones.
I like when Kelly Seagal stared at Seagal's dick in that movie, Mark for Death, when she's like, oh, look at this fucking invalid. He's in a coma. Yes. Let's stare at his snatch.
When he had the beard. When he's all bearded out.
Like, a horrible beard
so
he
creepy.
Had.
But when it's good to know that he went on and married her and beat her in real life. So that's good.
Well, Mark for Death,
he marked her for death.
He beat the whole of Jamaica because Jamaicans were mad. How the hell is white boy beat
white
the whole
boy
of Jamaica? How impossible, man.
I want the white boy Hatcha.
He's like, I want Hatcha dead.
I want Hatcha dead.
If you deal Hatcha dead, I go kill Hatcha.
Can I tell you the two greatest
enemies? Everybody want to go to heaven. No one want to die.
Wait, do you know who the greatest enemies of Jamaicans on this planet are? Steven Seagal and Predator. Predator 2 and Steven Seagal were the two biggest enemies. I don't know if Jamaica's still at war with them. With Predator 2 and Seagal.
That was the best. I remember
I paused.
Even their Jamaican magic couldn't protect them.
It was so many fucking dread wigs. Everybody in here had a dread wig on.
Wait,
everybody
had wigs. I was rewinding
it so bad.
There was a dude in like blackface.
Yes.
Acting as a Jamaican.
Yes.
Going, oh, my God. And I paused it as a white dude.
No way.
In Mark for Death.
Yes.
In the jewelry store.
Yes.
There's a dude going, you know, Bomba Clock.
You see his neck.
Yes.
You see him nigga's white neck.
Blackface. It was like Amos and Andy in Jamaica.
All right, wait. Turn my mic a little. Earphones a little down. Sorry.
I'm telling you, it's the best awful stuntman work.
That's good.
Shut up, Miles.
You see fake eyebrows. Fake eyebrows.
Wow. Bomba clock.
Fucking dread wig on the side. I'm like, oh,
yeah, they
God.
Couldn't just get some Jamaicans to do extra work.
Just Predator, put a flatbush, you son of a bitch. You could pick a whole busload.
Well, Predator
beef
had...
Beef patty and cocoa bread.
Predator had dreadlocks, like a Black History's professor.
He did have dreadlocks. He had the same
It was balding.
With the really neat ones?
It was balding on top, but
and
still the
smells
dreadlocks.
Like oil. Oh, but this is peppermint patchouli, dog.
You can't see them. You can only smell peppermint.
Them.
What's that smell? It's Jamaicans.
I love patchouli. Is that patchouli? I got that on 125th.
That got your girl in trouble saying, what's that young girl hair smell like patchouli or Juliana Rancic?
Oh, that's right.
Damn. But I didn't know. I know the scandals.
I know.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Juliana Rancic. I was talking about that young girl.
Like an e-girl.
Sinjaya.
Oh, Sinjaya, the singer.
Hold on.
The stars.
The young female. Have you heard of this woman?
So, no, I have no idea. Singer's name is Zendaya.
Zendaya.
Okay. Sinjaya is that Indian kid.
Sinjaya, okay. Yeah.
Wait. Who cares?
Oh, sorry.
No, wait. Sanjaya used to hang out here at Stand Up New York all the time. Remember? Right. Sanjaya.
I remember.
Oh, the singing
didn't
dude?
He like yeah. Julian?
No, he liked Martin McEllery. He used to work for Luis J. Gomez.
Wait, he liked Julian? Wait, something in that story right there.
No, she
was. Julian fucks Sanjaya
was gay, right? Sanjaya
she's
gay.
Pulling that out of her ass. It was.
Did? No,
nothing.
Karen knows something here.
She
my
does not.
My cavernous ass. I didn't.
You don't know jack shit.
I thought I knew it.
Okay.
Did
well,
he bang?
Some stuff is stuff I know.
Oh, I'll tell you the real thing if you want to hear it.
Let's hear it.
Fucking Luis J. Gomez's street team. Remember that kid, Martin?
I don't remember.
He looked like
a version of...
White dude, Martin.
He looked like one of the guys from Deliverance. Not the guy with bad teeth, but the one with the hat that raped the dudes.
Yes.
He looked like the young that guy.
Okay, the young
so
that guy.
Sanjaya, they like lived together for some reason.
Damn.
And I remember they were...
That's what it was.
His sister was at the show, and I'm like, isn't that weird that like... Sanjaya lives with your brother now out of nowhere? And she's like, yeah, it is. And they were proud. And we never put together what the hell was going on there.
Wow. You know what was going on.
But Sanjaya, I remember Patrice saying when he saw Sanjaya, he was like, oh, that sweet little, like, Patrice, like, look at that sweet fuckable little.
He is so Sanjaya. Fuckable and cinnamon.
He looked like a girl.
He's a cinnamon fuckable little boy.
My baby.
Oh, Sanjaya's a boy?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a dude, you know, but he looked like a chick, though.
From American Idol.
American Idol, Indian I remember him. Dude. I remember
and
him,
he went on Stern and said he wasn't gay because wieners are icky.
Oh my God.
And then Jay,
I mean, he's not wrong.
And then,
but cocks are great.
Big Jay says that's why he has to hide them in his butt so he doesn't see them.
Perfect place to hide it.
I know what to do with you.
Listen,
Ain't nothing like it's wrong being gay, but just be it.
Yeah, man, just do it.
Especially if you're seeing Jaya, don't even bother with your maybe I'm not. Go ahead.
But when you come out and no one flinches, we go, we knew it.
Yeah. But he's
like when Anderson Cooper's like, I'm gay. All right, and what's the news today?
Listen. He was clutching his pearls when he said it.
But the, look, I'll tell you what, he's some kind of Indian or something. So guess what? There's a lot of these like, third world types that are like they're like how America was with Liberace. Like, when's he gonna find a nice girl?
So denial. We call it denial.
Yeah, and I remember asking my old man, like, did you people really not know that Liberace was gay? He's like, yeah, we all knew, but you just never talked about it.
Yeah, you never. Yeah.
But we laughed at white people over that. Like, why are white people pretending like this dude don't suck a dick?
Paul Lynn, all those dudes.
They couldn't bring Charles it up. Like, they Nelson wouldn't mention Riley. It.
Because it's fame. Anytime you have fame, people don't look at you normal.
That's how we do business.
It's like wearing a clock around your neck. And we're like, oh, it's fine. And he's like, oh, no, he's crazy.
Listen, it's a crazy person.
You know what? It happened with Michael Jackson a little, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though we can't prove that Michael, you know, when it's a man.
Michael is asexual, man.
Boy, but.
No, he loves sex.
I didn't even look at him as gay. He's just asexual.
I thought he was a homosexual.
I thought he was
I thought he was homo at some point.
I thought he was banging his backup dancer.
I thought he just liked to do the moonwalk.
I thought he was asexual predator.
Yeah, into a backup dancer's dick.
I just wanted to see his dick against his stomach and see the difference. That's a difference
in color.
It's a whole different shade.
Is someone laying a completely different dick?
A Mexican stomach and a black dick.
I don't know.
Great. Like, wait a minute. What? I want to know what Byron Allen said. We never got to.
Byron Allen said that about President Obama. He said it on TMZ too, so he had a great forum for it. This let him finish. He's not going to stop till he finishes. Let him get it out of his system.
Comes? That
song is this.
One more Shimon.
Shimon.
Yeah.
Godfrey is a
king.
Squeeze it out, nigga.
Squeeze it out. Byron Allen said that President Obama is a black man, a white president in blackface.
Oh, that's corny.
He's so whack.
That's a weird
Byron. Your name is Byron. Yeah. You lose.
I mean,
I'm Barack Obama. All right, I win. Barack. The blackest Obama name in history. Yes. Byron Allen.
First of all, I hope that he is, or I wouldn't have voted for him.
Obama should go. Kurt okay, vote. Byron.
And secondly, wasn't that
that's my speech? Response.
Byron.
Does Barack Obama even know who Byron Allen is?
I bet he does. Like,
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
He's
been around for a long time.
He weighed in on Kanye West.
He said he knows him just like we know him. Any, with disdain.
Any Democrat knows like TV.
Byron.
Anyway. When Byron said he got mad over the Baltimore thing, he said Obama came out and accused all the protesters in Baltimore of being criminals. And that's not true.
He
but that's
did.
How he read it.
Lie.
So he ran
but
from
Obama
that.
Didn't
he
say that.
He is Byron. Thirsty. Byron Allen ain't never seemed not thirsty.
Right, right. They always want to make things absolutes. Huh? You know, they want to make things absolute.
Yes.
It's like, he didn't say that. Don't pretend
he
like he did.
Yes.
He said these guys that are fucking rioting are thugs.
Yes.
Right.
They
when
ran
you're
with
rioting,
it.
You can't riot. Yeah.
He
Obama
ran with it. Like
it.
He said, everybody out there are criminals. It's like, oh my God.
I'm not
going to
front.
Stupid.
I'm not going to front, but I was glad that people were firing back. You know, at the cops. I don't believe anybody should die, but I'm glad black people are just sitting around singing and fucking marching. In Baltimore, people were firing back. They're getting mad. People are firing back. You can't just be shooting everybody and not get and not get shot.
They didn't shoot that guy from Baltimore. They just drove him in a bouncy house.
I thought that was Cleveland. Oh, shit. That's a good point, Ari.
They bouncy house, though.
They're finally like, you said stop shooting. So what else do you want? We're not going to stop killing. What else do you want?
That's the best part of cops. They're like, it's tough. Like, listen.
Yeah, you can't.
Can you just do the part of the job that I like you doing?
Oh, yeah.
And just cut the one part.
They bouncy house.
We can't do the job at all now, then. Fine. Like, just wait. Just don't bouncy house.
Then a black cop shot somebody. Then they automatically jumped on the black cop and got, how dare he? He didn't use procedures right. I go, so now black people can't kill? We're not allowed to kill. How racism is. We can't even shoot our own people.
Dude, that whole cop thing, they really.
That's fucked up. We can't shoot our own people. What's wrong with me shooting my own people?
You're going to get prosecuted.
They got to really stop making the cops being violent just for black people. And, like, it don't even matter if it's
just
mostly
say
black
cops
people.
Are violent.
You got because the bottom
Mexico,
line
in
is
in New Mexico, it's all Mexicans.
But white people, everybody's got to be on the same page.
Shooting the Mexicans.
Oh, right.
Everybody's got to be together on that shit. So, for example, when they're marching in Ferguson, about Ferguson here in New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when that fucking never as good as Quentin Tarantino was, Spike Lee, goes, thank you, just the black people.
Well, he didn't have the opportunities that
he said, thank you,
had.
Just the black people.
He did
people.
It to be a little cunt. And first of all,
he said, thank you, just the black
the
people.
The whole solution to the problem, and I said this last time, when Yamanika was here, I'd said this to her, especially with these black kids getting shot, a lot of white people won't look at it like it could be their kid, okay?
Right.
Yeah. And the reason is, and so if you make it out like this is our separate fight, you're not fucking helping. It's got to be a thing of we're all in this together.
I agree.
If you don't fucking do that, it's going to not work. It don't matter how many white people weren't like that, because the fact of the matter is there's a shit ton of white people who are like that, and that's who's marching.
Yeah.
So keep them. The new thing now is not this kumbaya shit, which it should be.
Yeah.
Okay? Right. What it is now is we're a separate... This is like the new radical thing that trickles down.
Oh.
We're like, we're a separate nation within the nation, and you can't do our rappings anymore and our dances, okay? Because that's appropriating our shit.
Right.
And you have to just look at us as a separate, like how you look at Native Americans almost.
So they have their own land?
Well, you can't really look at them. You can't find them.
Like, don't wear our hats.
Guys. I'll say that. No. I'd say that to white people. Like, what, I go, if you really hate us, be 100%. Go on, stay on your side. Don't fucking borrow anything we do.
Yeah, you should say that to the white people who hate you.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what's fair.
Kurt, I'm saying this to you.
Kurt.
Right.
No black shows.
Thank you for your email.
No black comedy shows.
your email was duly noted. And, but Karen, for example, who's a real you-know-what lover, she doesn't need to hear it.
We can tell by who she dates that she's a nigger lover.
I know. Oh, it's unbelievable how much I will never achieve the rank of white man. I might as well be Tyrion Lannister. You know? Like, yeah, I'm a Lannister, but I get like the midget amount of Lannister.
Save him for the cock merchant. We'll save him for the cock merchant.
I'm dead. The second a cock merchant comes through, I'm fucking dead, bro.
You know what? I truly believe that there are a lot of good cops. Because I have a lot of friends in Chicago that are... A lot of my friends from high school, all cops. There's a lot. There are millions of good cops. But the ones when they shoot, they're always shooting black dudes. Spread it out. Shoot an old white dude.
No.
Shoot a little midget. Shoot a lot of motherfuckers. Shoot an old lady. Just shoot a bunch of motherfuckers. Mix it the fuck up.
They have to not.
Mr. Police Man. Mix it up.
But they just have to not defend the guy that's wrong because he's also a cop. That's the fucking thing.
Right.
Yeah. So you're a good cop.
What happened in North Charleston?
There you go. So that's the fucking thing.
That's us against them mentality.
But look, I do understand it because honestly, I'll back up a comic until it's like overwhelming.
Yep.
Yeah.
In fact, that's what brings me up another thing I wanted to talk to you, Godfrey.
What's that, dude?
They took down So Fatigate hired.
What a great guest we have here. That's so lucky.
Wait. They got a. I'll tell you. I'll set it. Let me set this up. They got a publicist. Awesome. Last week they got a publicist. Hold on. I want to set it up properly.
Just set it up. The man's a legend. Just sat down.
You are a son of a bitch. I hate you.
Kurt's losing it. Ari, you got to come back.
All right, so wait, listen. So we found out from John Fatigate that Stamp New York Labs hired a consultant to come in.
A woman.
A Jew broad.
Jew broad. Jew boy. She fought
Punch
Dracula.
Not a Caitlin, a Karen. Okay?
I want her to see this. Punching his stomach.
And because they have this problem here, I guess, where like they don't make any money.
They have 9 employees.
It turns out having...
No matter how many Razor commercials you guys do.
It turns out having a product named Race Wars is not as profitable as you would have thought. So they're like, okay, so they go, we're going to get a consultant. I don't believe in consultants. I think they're full of shit.
Right.
But her first thing was...
But she wasn't Jewish, so hear her out.
I got ousted, just to let you all know.
Well, that's because you didn't sign the contract.
I didn't.
Yeah, so that's why. I mean,
it was some bullshit. No, just kidding. What?
But, I get how that worked. Okay. All right, so her first piece of advice was take down the Cosby albums off
that
the wall.
That bitch came in here and took down Dr. Cosby's.
As if his albums had raped someone.
Like the albums are raping.
The albums ain't hurting no one. Look at Lily Tomlin. She was sitting comfortably underneath Cosby.
Here's the funny thing, Godfrey. She thinks that it's non-rapists on the wall now.
Right.
Whenever you got a wall of comics, it's a couple rapists up there.
I'm sure.
So
you
that's
guys
why.
Two of them.
Yeah, a couple of them.
So as you can imagine, we were
flabbergasted.
You think
Bob Newhart always takes fucking no for an answer? Fucking Bob Newhart.
Yeah,
Bob
if they really want to consult, how about not have 4 Steve Martin albums?
Thank you.
What is that?
Did Bob Newhart shake Mandela's hand? I don't think he did.
I don't think so.
All right. So anyway, that's why I really wanted to find out.
How many Bob Newhart albums are there? 2.
Oh, it's a million.
They're
if
good
you
albums.
If you take down Steve Martin, then you're transphobic. That's very, very slippery.
Just keep the one with the bunny ears, man.
Mother's Brothers.
Newhart. Newhart.
We wanted to, we was Newhart, wondering what did Dr. Cosby Newhart. Think about this, Godfrey.
That's what
Big
it is.
Bambi, is that even well, is that a comedy album?
Or well, listen, we're going to ask. We have a special guest that we're going to ask.
Bamboo. Yeah, guys, it's so it's just it's like he's a legend. Fucking quit making him wait and introduce the man.
All right,
we
so
have Bill Cosby.
We apologize.
Thank
you, Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
All right, we're not going to talk about the rape right now, but
let's just not bring it up.
Don't say that, shit. Please. Don't say
glad to have you here,
what
man.
What the hell? Thank you, Robert. Doop, doop, doop.
I used to watch your show when I was in high school.
No, you did. I know it. Everybody watched the show.
That's a great point.
Yeah, well, I mean, Caitlin, have you considered that when you were accusing this great man?
I
know your evidence.
What
but...
do you got to say? What do you got to say? People say I'm raping and I'm not raping. I'm telling jokes for the people.
Pete Davidson has a great joke about you being a jaywalker. Do you have anything to say about that?
Pete Davidson, let me tell you something about the Pete. Pete, you should shut up, Pete. Well, I don't even know a Pete. Who's Pete? Pete, I didn't know they made pizza anymore.
His father's a 9/11 hero.
Let me tell you something.
First of all,
it's about Zebra Doobo.
Okay, Dr.
I'm trying
Cosby.
To find a new song for my new show.
First of all, I think you should know that, number one, Pete Davidson survived the Holocaust. Dude, Pete Davidson... I was laughing about this after the barbecue at fucking Ari was there. Yeah, at Wayne Big J's barbecue. And so Pete came in. I was just laughing, looking at Pete and thinking all the girls that banged him that I couldn't get. I'm like, really? That's what you wanted? Like
scrawn body.
The grim specter of death.
It looks like a Holocaust victim naked.
Like if you took a picture of fucking him, it would look like a tarot card. Oh, it's death in the maiden. You're going to find money.
And he's getting all that tasty pussy too, ain't he? He fell ass backwards into some tasty yum tail. Yeah. He's like, a new hot white boy.
When the allies liberated Dachau and saw all those people coming out, those human skeletons, and they were horrified. It haunted their dreams. You understand that for 40 years.
You are mad at Pete Davidson.
None of them ever thought that was actually the best case scenario of Pete Davidson. I got to do a roast, so that's what I'm.
Oh, you're
working on some stuff.
I got to do. Yeah,
are you roasting them?
I got to roast Big J, and Pete's doing it.
Pete's doing it. When's Pete doing it?
Oh, when is this? Where is he gonna be at?
You hosted that, right?
Are
you
hosting it? Right? Yeah.
No, at the Creek in the Cave.
Oh.
We wanted to make sure this roast was where no one could ever find it.
So. Should have had the last call on an F train, nigga. There'd be more people.
Take Roebling and make that left. Ugh.
I better not hear Roebling come up in a destination ever.
Watch Roebling. Make a left on Roebling.
Let me tell you something.
Stay right.
If I have to go somewhere where I have to make a right on
you
Roebling.
You have to stay right.
I better be on my way to buy OxyContin. Yeah. It better be a trip to pick up fucking drugs and not. I have to work.
I had to come over that bridge with some good weed, man. Boop-a-doop.
Yeah, well, listen, Dr. Cosby, we got away from you, and I apologize.
What do you got to wait on?
What do you now? You I mean, from you. What would you say if you could say anything to this publicist who took down the albums?
Took down the albums,
you
your
see,
albums, sir.
It's not fair.
Okay,
I've been doing comedy 50 something years, and how in the world can this bitch come in just take the albums down?
Yeah.
Everybody in here can't follow me. Fuck all of them.
Yes,
they ain't shit. George Carlin, I give him props and shit.
But fuck the Smothers Brothers.
But for the Smothers Brothers, they ain't shit.
They ain't even brothers.
Bob Newhart's on the phone. He should talk to himself and say, you ain't shit.
Yeah,
hang
that
up phone, the phone.
Man.
Wow.
And Flip Wilson is a bitch. He likes to be in the skirt. And the boop a doop a doop a doop a
doop.
Did you ever hang out with Flip Wilson and Dr. Cosby?
Hold on. Dr. Cosby's language has really taken a dirtier turn.
Yes, it has. Fuck you and fuck the fuck the thing.
Did you know
and fuck you and fuck another thing.
His nurse aide here?
He's working blue.
And you can suck a dick in your mouth.
Oh, wow.
And put it in your mouth and just let it sit there and boop a doop a doop boop.
Yes, you still got it, Dr. Cos.
No, man. Shit.
You got it.
Doctor.
Boop. Zoom-a-doop.
Oh, you going to the top. Rape or no rape? You going back to the top.
I don't give a fuck. I raped him. Shit. Who gives a fuck?
He admitted it.
Oh, can't prove shit.
That's right. He admitted it.
If it was an episode of Law and Order,
I like,
you'll never find me. Doom. It'll be a continuation. To be continued. Because they haven't found dumb shit. It'll be the longest Law and Order running. Cosby again. Ice-T don't know shit. Marissa Harkate, Hecate, whatever the bitch name, she can't find it. Benjamin Bratt can't. Everybody comes back to try to solve it. You can't. Boop-a-doop. That's the episode. Boop-a-doop, part two. Boop-a-doop, part three.
Well, I respect that, Dr. Cos. You really, you know, really shine some light on this whole thing.
50 yes. bobbity years of comedy.
Every bobbity year. I've raped every fucking year.
Every year.
Just rape. Yes.
Cos, are there any?
Every joke, I rape. New joke, rape.
Over the years, is there anyone that you would have liked to have raped that you never got a chance to?
Excellent question.
Oh, let's see. That's how we think, though. Time's up. Raquel Welch.
Now that's a good hold down.
That is all. so many guest stars on the Cosby Show.
Oh, Robin Givens was on there.
Whoa, but Mike Tyson would have beat the shit out of me.
But I heard you paid for a college when she went to Harvard, though.
Yeah,
Dr. Cos.
Well, I didn't have to rape her.
Can't rape the willing, huh, Dr. Cos?
What is it about women that are asleep is what turns you on? Like, what does it specifically that?
I don't know. It's something about when somebody's laying there and just sitting. It's like pudding, just sitting there, just soft, and you just put your shit in there, and it just engulfs you, and nothing's moving. It's the same thing. It's like, hey, there's some pudding. I don't know. Oh, I'm not raping. I'm just tasting the pudding, and that's what it is.
Okay, it makes sense now.
I'm
sure it's a challenge at your age, but awake women?
Please address him as doctor, Caitlin.
Yes, I'm sorry, Dr. Cosby.
Hey, shut up. It's Dr. Cosby, all right? I got a PhD.
I think you're being thoughtful, and when they wake up, they're not going to be thinking about that headache.
Exactly. They don't know what happened. When they wake up, I go, boop-a-doop-boop. They wake up, and we're just still boop-a-doop, and I'm just dancing. They don't know what happened to them.
Now, what was up with that awful 70s robe that you every time somebody came to, you had that fucking patch-colored robe on, that rape robe.
Yeah, what's up with the rape robe?
Oh, God.
But that's the robe I use. Every time I accomplish some new ass, I put on the robe, boop-a-doop, that's the goddamn robe.
It's like an A-twilt, but for rape.
That is what it is. Because you bust a nut on it, you can't see it. It just melts right into all the colors and shit. If they're on the period, it looks like part of the robe. It doesn't dope-a-dope. Just hide the evidence.
You know, that's true. That it was originally a white robe.
It was a sort of a white robe.
That's got to be a little bit of a risk. Oh, I mean, like, drugging a woman. Like, you don't know if she's on her period or has a yeast infection.
Who gives a shit? Like,
don't give a shit.
He's a doctor. You think
he
cares?
I'm a doctor. Cure myself.
Ain't no red light going to stop this car.
I got super sag after fucking medical benefits.
My vagina smells like fucking rotten fish.
Who gives a shit?
The best case scenario is not that great a smell. But I understand, Dr. Cosby.
That's right.
When you're raping, you take what you get.
You take whatever.
You can't be choosy out
there.
Everything
is good. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, rapers can't be choosers.
It's like you're.
Thank you.
But when you're Cosby, you can be choosers.
You cleaned it up.
You can choose your bitches when you got money.
You never said that to Theo.
No?
You could choose your bitch.
Poor Theo. You know what? Theo and Rudy and all them, they had like 25 years of chilling.
Yeah.
Like everybody like this. You was on the Cosby Show.
No more.
Now it's like, heck, did he rape you, Rudy?
Yeah.
No more residuals, right?
No more residuals. Those guys will be like, oh, come on. Why is my money trained?
Is someone else everywhere?
I think,
they're gone.
Isn't Centric still playing them?
Not Centric. I don't think Centric.
Yeah, the Black Station is so playing.
I think Bounce, Centric, TV One.
They all pulled it.
It is amazing how black people just refused to believe. We're not gonna get behind this rape thing.
Because you already shot everybody. Now you want to take him down.
Oh, I knew he was raping.
No, some people didn't like Cosby. Some people were like, were waiting to get him.
I knew he was heavy-handed with the pussy. I heard those stories before.
I heard he was tagging, but I didn't hear he was raping.
Before the Hannibal Buress thing happened, it was like,
I knew a story from comics.
Yeah.
Some people, what's the name? I got some, he's aggressive.
That's not a,
he's been overly aggressive over the decades.
That's not a fair.
Being a small dude, neither.
For Hannibal, that wasn't a fair thing, dude. He was just telling that joke.
He was telling a joke. Someone was recording
like some fucking punk. But anyway, if you fucking record comedy shows and put them on YouTube, you should.
Fuck you, yeah.
Please kill yourself. I advocate suicide for you.
Hannibal's like, all I'm saying is Cosby might be a rapist. That's all I'm saying. If I say Cosby's a rapist, what's wrong with that? I'm just saying, you're just mad because Cosby can get some. pussy real easy because he got money.
Now, hold on a minute. Hannibal. Wow.
Hannibal.
You know how I know that's the real Hannibal? Because of how far back from the mic he was.
That's how he does it, though. So what are you trying to say? You trying to say that I blame Cosby on the rape? I had nothing to do with the rape. All I'm trying to do is comment on it.
I'm glad. Now, it might be time for Hannibal and Cosby to really hash this out.
Where's Hannibal? Where's fucking Burrith? Whatever the fuck your name is. What the fuck, knitting? I came to the knitting factory and I raped the bitches there too. You motherfucker. You hipster mother son
That's
of
right.
a bitch.
Tell him, Cos.
Cosby. I'm not afraid of you, Cos, because you're about 80 years old and I could really beat the shit out of you right now, but I don't want to embarrass you.
Finally, the face to face. Finally, the Cosby.
Wow. I mean, I've seen all your shows and everything. I've seen all your specials, but you know, you kind of tired. You kind of old school, so you need to just keep on stepping and shit. You're not getting any time on my show, neither.
Hannibal slid his ground with Cos. I got to give him that.
Yep. I'm going to boop-a-doop you.
Hannibal. Lean back your ground with Cox.
Oh, shit. Oh,
I got to plug my phone.
Come on, Kurt. In the
Kurt,
middle of the show.
Jesus Christ, bro.
What are we running here?
I got to pee.
Ah, and you want to meet with other people.
Well, go have a tinky.
I'm going to go tinky real quick. Yeah, go use the bathroom, yo.
I'm going to use the boop-a-doop.
I got when you go in there, shit as Cosby. Shit as him.
I'm going to walk. We walk. We do.
Cosby shits.
This is the worst shit. Okay, wait. I'll be back.
All right, Nick. Ah, it's too good. It's just good stuff.
Oh, my God. It's a good Hannibal he does.
The Hannibal's pretty good.
It's dead on. Spot on.
Dude, there was something that I wanted to get into. I can't fucking remember now. Oh.
What was it?
Maybe you wrote it down.
You know what? Because we wanted to get Ari a while ago.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Caitlin suggested, because I didn't even, but you know when I called you, I didn't even know about that thing.
Oh, what thing?
About the one arm bitch.
The one arm lady.
Oh,
I
didn't
even know about that. Let's talk about the one arm
lady. So Caitlin's going to get Ari, and then, but you didn't say why, so I was like, cool. Peeps. And then Ari's like, why are you having me on?
I've been asking for a year to come on your podcast.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I don't. Well, maybe a lot of people have. I'm in charge of that.
Yeah.
So.
No, Emily. Yes, nigga. We
the
in charge of that.
That we're all under.
Yeah, well, let's tell Emily. Emily would handle it.
So then I watched it. I watched the fucking
the special. Hour.
And so here's the thing. Like, the way it got set up. Like, when I actually watch it, you're pretty clear you're not making fun of her because she has one arm. You're pretty clear
that's not the reason. Fun of the one arm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what the problem with her is. And then, well, I thought you shouldn't have said her name, honest to God. I just wouldn't say a name. And
you said her name. That's why you did say
But
her
here's
name.
What, here's why I say that. This is like an old Keith Robinsonism
that
I still kind of hold to, which is the old, you never can fuck with a comic's money. And it's kind of attached to that to me, like.
Oh yeah, I have rules about I wouldn't cause anybody physical or monetary damage.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, if you call somebody's name as they're like the not cool one, that can damage them.
Their money.
But nobody had heard about her before this, and that can only help her out.
Well,
people gave a shit about
it. For sure, did
people
help her
watch
out.
That rebuttal video? I watched it. It wasn't interesting or that good.
That,
I just wanted to know what she had to say.
That's
a good
point.
To say fuck with the money would have to be something like they're not reputable. They'll fucking be a drug addict. They won't show up on time.
Well, even say. A
like,
comic ain't funny. Fucking with
their money. I didn't say that.
I know.
But yeah, that would
look or well, you know how
or
I was
like
thinking
they
of?
Cheated on their husband or their girlfriend. Yeah. Like that shit would be like, oh, this is gonna cause your life a
right
change.
Problem.
I've been
right,
booked
right,
based
right.
on that.
But if it's vanity, if it's like Sherrod Small's beard is stupid, it's like I don't know. If you get mad at me, that's on you. It's like I don't know.
Well,
doesn't do
anything. Isn't it also like a comic thing where she should just like get over it a little bit because comics talk like that?
I don't know. I mean, you guys weren't friends. Was the impression I got? I mean, I feel
like we used to hang out. She used to be one of the guys.
Was she really?
Yeah, we used to hang out all the time. She was really annoying. Then she lost her arm, and it was like...
Wait, you knew it when she had the arm?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's...
See, this is part of a story I never knew. She had two arms?
She had two arms.
And lost one.
Yeah. She actually...
Ripped away.
Where is it?
In an accident.
In a can of Spam?
It's in the Smithsonian.
It's a Spam can.
Well,
yeah, but then we, like, danced on eggshells around her for, like, 6-8 months. Like,
how did she lose
shit.
Her arm, though? That's some...
Drunk driving.
She lost
somebody
it dancing
else
on eggshells?
I don't know. She wasn't drunk. Somebody else was drunk.
Yeah.
I don't know the story exactly.
Yeah, it was a car accident.
You don't even care enough to know this.
Ari is colder than Cosby.
You must be a real gentle lover, this one.
Yeah, we were real nice to her for like 6 months, and then we started getting used to the arm, and then we're like, oh, we don't really see it anymore, you know?
Right.
And then it's like, oh, you're just fucking annoying.
Oh, okay.
You're awful.
Yeah,
you're still
well,
awful.
Look, that's
well, yeah,
the...
Sure,
that's,
but...
look, that is the thing. Like, she probably did turn out to be annoying, but
you get a little cranky. I just wouldn't have said the name. Your limb is missing.
That's my whole position. So I wouldn't have said somebody's name.
Well, it's tough because it's so long. It was 2012, so it's tough for me to remember what my
thought
was.
Because you made this special and then sold it later to Comedy Central, right?
Yeah, way later. I was already on.
Because that's really a thing. Because when I did my hour for them, they're like, that is stupid. My roommate Steve's joke that they had to like cross check and recheck. Steve Fabricant, because I mentioned his name. So I was like, I didn't understand how you even got it on.
Oh, it's just not a well-oiled machine.
They didn't watch it. Somebody said, it's
I
great.
I do editing for my show. It's like you try to edit, but then you got to go to the bathroom. So you're like, I'll keep it on. I'll kind of listen.
Ah!
And then you go to the other room.
It's my. I'm not a mess. I'm huge. You do not fucking understand. The world's not built for me.
Yeah, but you haven't had this body. Like, you've had it for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. And nothing has ever been to my satisfaction.
Yeah, but like,
I've had the wrong body for everyone's miniature life.
You go through the whole world like your arms like are a foot longer than you think they are, and that you've just over the last 20 years have not adjusted to how big you are. You're like a toddler trapped in a bear man's body that you just woke up with and don't know how to use yet.
He's like a husky cub. You ever see like a dog a husky?
Big. Yesterday he was 7.
I go through life like how I walk down the stairs. With my arms flopping all to and fro.
Yeah, you do.
Let gravity do most of the work of my life. Let gravity take care of it. You know? That's my wish board. Is the pull of the earth. You know?
It's a blob. Just moving.
If I'm supposed to have it, it'll be on the ground. That's how I look at it. I put it out there. And then I stumble towards it.
What an idiot. All right. But go back to the girl one core. Arm. We talk about the girl with one arm that he
Like from an outsider's perspective.
My general rule is specificity adds to genuineness. And I try as much as possible to say if me and you were having this conversation here, I wouldn't say me and this guy were having a conversation at a place. I would say me and Sherrod Small were having a conversation at the Stand Up Labs.
Right.
You wouldn't mention me?
It was more. It'd be
really
more interesting.
I really appreciate that. Hey, I'll lose an arm for this kind of fucking.
All right. And I'd either refer to you as Sherrod or Sherrod Small because that's how I refer to you.
All right. Yeah, you got a plug. I'll rip this fucking arm out the socket.
You got a lot of flack for that?
No, it's E Rage. I just got E Rage. Yeah, there's no flack.
It's not real flack.
Stay off Twitter for 3 weeks.
In like 5 minutes, yeah.
Stay off Twitter for 3 weeks and it won't affect you. The only reason.
You never know a thing, really.
I want to talk to Gavin about it. Same thing with Anthony and all these people. It's like if you fight against it, you're adding fuel. You're adding oxygen to the fire.
Yes.
There's a mob at your door. Don't go out and reason with them. Just stay away and let them go away.
Yeah, but like looking at how.
People listen, please.
Okay, guys,
don't
I see.
Like, Frank,
put your pitchforks away for a moment. Let me talk to you.
I feel like you'd have to be a sociopath to not have like some feeling. I mean, like just seeing how hurt she was. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, she was trying to act hurt though.
Maybe, but
she played up to it a week and a half before she made that video.
I'm glad that Caitlin's being the voice of the internet right now.
She edited and edited and edited, then found one piece where she almost cried. She goes, "That's the one I'm going to include." Talks about her sister's rape.
Yeah, no, oh. I'm not defending.
She wasn't even the one that they picked out for the rape.
In fairness, she had like 3 minutes to make people give a shit a little
bit. Oh, it's a Twitter storm coming.
And she hit it.
If you cry, people are going to like, she wore a gay pride shirt.
Shut up.
And sister
I wish you had no arms.
But did she do anything to you? Did she like? Did she do anything to you? Like, did she?
Boo.
I don't know. Spill a drink on you or call
gay
you?
Pride,
I mean, over the years,
like anything. Yeah. I mean,
she was just awful. She was always awful. She's an actress. She just fucking always hijacked conversations.
She had a crush
on you, Ari. I was at the Improv, looking to talk to Brendan.
You know when a girl likes you?
Looking to talk to Brendan Walsh, and she just literally in a corner wouldn't let me out, and I was like, ugh, trying to get away, and she. Just frustrating. That's what I was talking about. This
you can get away now, though, can't you?
Where someone you don't like is talking to you.
Punch her in the good arm.
That's all it was.
Ari, just run off now. What, is she going to clothesline you?
I get it. I remember the first time somebody talked shit about me on a podcast. Yeah. It felt shitty, but I'm not going
to. Okay, so look, Caitlin, the explanation is Ari's.
That was our first episode of Race Wars. I'm sorry about that, Ari.
Listen, Ari's entire life is a podcast now. So there you go. Yeah. That's
I just don't have any secrets. I don't see what I did that like, revealed anything. I don't know.
It's what I said. It's the fucking thing of when you potentially put someone in the uncool group publicly that could fuck with their money. So
okay,
that's.
Here's a bigger issue. Later in that special, I said someone else's full name in that same special, and I called him a huge homophobe.
Whoa.
Now, if he lost a job over that,
you would
that
be an
I
extra
feel,
piece of shit.
Wow. I would feel really bad over that.
Yeah, he did. Well, since you said the name on a special, well, say the name now.
Who I got Jim Painter. It was Jim Painter. Jace
well,
Painter.
Guess what? He's right here. And Jace, please come on out and tell Ori.
The people that
please
were like,
use both your arms to tell Ori what he did to your life.
The people that were like, there's no other possible reason to use someone's full name other than to shame them. Like, well, you should listen to the whole special and watch me use four people's full name.
I don't know. Right, I understood it.
Okay, hold on. Wait, stop. Ori, I'm going to be honest. I only watched 15 minutes of the special. Okay, go on, Caitlin.
No, I mean, like.
I pass it on Netflix.
It's like, if you're not willing to actually do the research, what am I going to talk to you about? Fucking read the work, and then I'll fucking answer anything.
I read your body language. That's what I go off of.
The whole reaction was a reaction to a reaction. No one reacted to the special. When it came out 2 years ago, no one said a word. When it was on video on YouTube, 10,000 people saw it, nobody said a word. When it came out on TV and 400,000 people saw it, no one said a word.
No one noticed it.
But when they said, hey, The victim, the subject of the material, is arguing. People are like, oh, that's mean. It's like, well, yeah, but that's not how I present my material. You don't have a Holocaust survivor talk about the awful Holocaust and then present a Holocaust joke. That's not the time to have that material.
That's
going to
be my angle. Yeah. That's my new angle.
Yeah. Me and Pete.
It's like, I don't give a shit. If you guys wanted to, you had your chance. If you're seeing it now, then I can't really talk to you honestly about it. But if you saw it then and had a problem with it, sure, I could talk to you.
Heavy, heavy.
Now, what was up with
one person. Not one person. Out of 500,000, not one person.
Watching it in context, like, you know, not knowing her or whatever, like, before I saw her reaction.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a joke. I mean, it clearly works with the audience. And I understand the specificity thing and, like, the rhythm of whatever you're doing, using the real name and, like, grounding it in that. Like, I understand that. But I guess looking at her reaction.
Yeah, of course. You can't separate that. But now,
I just want to be on her team.
I'll give you another example. I saw a little girl cry. I saw a little girl crying about her father not being there, and it was in some country, and it was like, oh, that's terrible. And then you find out her father raped 9 people and is in prison. But you want to take, oh, that's terrible, taking that girl's father away.
Dude, like, let me tell you something. Hold on. Do you understand?
It's like, yeah, you see that?
I think
it's like,
the worst part about it is that I believe you. Like watching your joke and then watching her reaction to it, like, I believe that she's probably exhausting to talk to. Like, you know
awful.
What I mean?
I'm just happy. I don't know.
It just felt like, it just felt.
I know. You see a woman, you see one arm, and you're like, I want to take her side. I get it.
That's why I see a woman in comedy, and so for me, I want to reach out and make like a.
Hold on. Do you know what a valuable...
She would take that nub and stick it in people's mouths when they're eating.
Ooh,
and they would go, what the fuck are you doing? And she would go, what? Ari takes his dick out on stage.
You should have absolutely.
I see nothing wrong with either one of those things.
Yeah, Ari takes his stump out on stage. Can I tell you something? If I wish you had included that detail in the joke, because
it wasn't about any of that. It was just about her.
No, you said she was annoying, and
she's
then
very annoying.
Hold on, listen. This is the valuable insight of Caitlin right now, because in her dipshit world, she goes, I want to believe this thing. Like, Caitlin was trained. This is fascinating about
Caitlin. Yeah, I want to get mad, but...
She was trained to be one of these fucking internet people. So then, that's that thing they want to fucking believe. So when you go there annoying, they go, well, how annoying? You're probably just a mean boy.
The next episode of Mean Boy.
And you didn't want to hear her fucking story.
Ari Shaffir is Mean Boy.
Mean Boy.
Would that mohawk too?
Here's what it was. I'd never heard of her. It felt... Like, you know,
the way
like,
it was presented, sure, felt super mean. I never wanted her to see it.
Right.
I never wanted
you
her to see
her respect,
it.
You know,
it was like this is the
where
genuine...
you were at in 2012 versus when this, like, when they re-aired the special and like that. I don't understand. But like if Jay, 2 years ago, like before Jay and I were friends, if Jay had called me out when I was a younger comic than I am now, I'm still real low on the totem pole. But like that kind of difference to be called out for something, it just feels like as a young comic, right? As a young,
she's not a young comic.
Feels like a big deal or like a thing you would want.
It feels like a shitty thing.
All right, just a peer.
So let me translate with what you're saying.
Isn't exposure just exposure?
I get it. You want to it's not like
ultimately,
if she's a new comic, wouldn't she be...
She's not a new comic.
But, right, exactly, which is why she should be extra, extra thrilled. I would be excited to be Mean Tech for some stupid reason.
My first thought was to challenge her to a roast battle, which is just a friendly, fun like comedy thing. And it's like, okay, that was your first thought, and then instead of that, you went the woe is me route?
Well, she maybe hangs out with Eliza Schlesinger a lot.
Like, what do you mean? Go with your first thought. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
I get it. You're on camera. You're going to work up some emotion. She still couldn't cry.
Listen, it reminds me.
She still couldn't cry. She tried her best to cry. All she got was...
Yeah,
you know why though? Because people don't know this. Your tear ducts are in your arms. People don't know that. People don't know that.
Yeah, you know what? It reminds me of when, dude, the Eliza Schlesinger 9/11 memorial video.
What was that?
It was when she shows up talking about 9/11.
Sobbing
a decade later about it.
Oh. Like, yeah, exactly. Oh. Exactly.
And it's like, if this war on bitch could have done that. If
you've seen any reality show, they cry nonstop. The cameras are on, you cry. That's just what you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal. I make theories about comedy, and one of them is genuineness adds to specificity adds to genuineness.
And
I will apply those theories unless it causes somebody physical or monetary damage. It's fucked myself over plenty of times. My sister's mad at me for telling shit about her. That's just my theories on comedy. I'm going to apply it.
Sure.
And if it puts me down in flames, so be it.
You're going to make a wonderful husband someday.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, I'll apply it to my art.
Wait, hold on.
I think that's your job.
That's
and I think that
it.
you should absolutely steer that course. I think that the real person to throw under the bus here is somebody at Comedy Central whose job it was.
I argue with them nonstop to not censor any comics. If a comic wants to throw somebody's name in there, fucking let them. For once they let it go, I'm not going to be like, oh, you guys fucked up.
No.
You wouldn't have wanted like a memo from somebody of like, hey, you want to do this? You want to reach out?
Stop. Listen, let me just fix you right now, okay?
Okay. Uh-oh. That's why I'm
your
here.
Entire problem is you're instead of seeing what is, okay, mm-hmm. you're going with your preconceived hierarchies, okay? So that's where the first part of your thing was it's not a something with her. You projected yourself like, what if that were me and I wasn't cool?
Yes.
So it wasn't even about her. That's what chicks do.
If I wasn't cool.
Yes.
That's what when I had that dipshit that wrote that article about me that I'm you know the wife beater from Fried Green Tomatoes.
He did nail you.
Yeah. I do have those crazy eyes of that guy. Okay. So that was a bunch of people projecting. I'm reading the comments like, I was holding our baby and he beat me. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe that analogy would be good if you broke his baby with a hammer first, you fucking crazy bitch. So you're projecting, so it's not even emotion. It's
empathy. It's like, but like,
it's projecting your thing, okay? And the next thing is, I know this for a fact, you're looking still, and you better get over this if you want to go somewhere. I'm telling you as your friend. This shit where your imaginary hierarchies don't exist. Look at the thing for what it is. This is a bitch who sticks her arm in people's fucking mouths, okay?
Sexy.
And then makes a video and puts on a gay pride shirt. Not even gay, just the extra like, oh,
that's,
you know.
That's thirsty. That's Byron Allen.
Hey, I'm with
the... It's a good propaganda film.
Oh, by the way, I'm with the gays. I represent everything you represent, people who complain. You see? And that's something that you're smart enough that you should see through that. And you don't want to.
I know.
You want, so drop that shit. I fixed you. Okay.
It's hard. Moving images make people feel emotion.
Like, I didn't want to vilify you, and I didn't want to hear like make her a hero, but I just wanted to like you know.
She should be a hero.
But you still wanted to make it about you. So you did.
Yeah, no, I can't hear a story.
But that's what we all do.
It's fine. Yeah, we all do that.
So don't bullshit. Like you, it's not bad that you do that. That's what we do. But you have the funny. If you're funny, you fucking say that first.
Well, yes. Like Nikki Glaser came up to me and she goes, hey, what's the deal with that? I just want to know about it. Marina, too.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'll tell you.
And if
like,
we were
I
just think
I love, names, I love none of them wanted to specific. Watch your hour to find out.
I mean, and Ari, if we'd been closer friends, that's what I wanted to do, too. I talked to any comic
about it. Any comic would ask me, I'm like, yeah, there's my theories. Here's why I think this.
If I knew this chick was sticking her stump in people's mouths and comparing it to taking out your beautiful cock on stage.
Beautiful. What a lovely mule.
What
he has.
What a fucking
Yeah, but your disgusting asshole is an appetite.
What?
You pull your dick out?
He doesn't
a lot of
do
times.
Voices
after midnight,
how
after
you
midnight.
Do.
After
you
after
know,
midnight.
I don't fault him for that at all. I fault him for finding a reason to take his shirt off a lot.
Yeah, I came in here and he was fucking topless.
The sun. I like the sun.
Take out your dick. The sun of stand-up New York. Cosby's picture is down.
No,
there is no sun in here.
In the hallway.
I came
with
from
your
outside.
Fucking shirt out
I came
and your
Yankee
new
game.
Haircut. It was a very alarming
with new,
visual.
With the new haircut and no,
I was
and
eating,
no shirt.
Ari.
It looks
this
weird.
It was very disturbing.
Wait, he had no shirt on.
He had no shirt on and this new weird
haircut.
Walking
up to the building?
No, I was sitting in the green room eating and he just walks by.
Let's see it. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a full room.
Godfrey, hold on. Doesn't he look like the white black-eyed pea?
Make a jiggle.
The white
black-eyed pea. Let's get it started.
Lyman, Lima Bean.
Tatanka or whatever his name is.
Lima Bean. Add an addition, Lima Bean to the Black Eyed Peas.
No, you know what he needs? He needs to have a shirt off. He needs some sun on that fucking bird.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what you're doing? You have keep on
you have that Donald Sutherland 70s body.
Wow. Is that a tattoo or just a fucked up birthmark? Oh, thank God.
It's a tattoo.
Wow. Cancer. Is your body a series of lost bets?
Hey,
fuck you!
Hey,
yeah, that Donald Sutherland 70s body.
He's got the Sutherland torso.
Hey, Mad Max.
Sutherland torso.
Mad Max, the Road Rabbi.
On the next episode of Mean Boy,
I'm gonna make a video.
Oh shit!
He's a post-apocalyptic Jew.
Dude, that's his next album cover. It's like, yes,
that is too good.
I love it. Is it Mohawk?
You know what? You know, like women, what they do with their labias, and they make like weird flower art out of it as some like empowerment.
Stop talking about your naked show.
Not this. It's a different thing. This is like there's a music trend in the 90s or whatever. I feel like you should do that with your asshole.
Wait,
on the next
what
album
are you talking about? Yeah. Say it again.
I think it was like Katie Lang or something, or like just a bunch of albums like where it's like vagina art, where it's like
that was what
vagina.
She did.
I don't yeah, know specifically. Like Vart. I'm terrible with names. Maybe, I don't know. Okay. I just had my mom has a bunch of album covers where it's like vaginas and art, and then a bunch of whiny like girl music.
Boom.
So I feel like you should do that with your asshole.
More of that.
Girls ain't, girls ain't giving up no ass. Nah.
I'll pay money to see it.
They ain't give up ass.
But you have to not climb up in a tree with them. You can't be like supportive of that.
No, right, right.
What you have to be is like a Middle Eastern or something that their dad would kill themselves. No man will tell me what to do unless he's like an Iraqi guy.
Welcome to my life.
I've been going through this weird cult thing.
What do you mean a cult thing?
Yeah, I feel like I've just been, I just keep going to shit that like I go in and I'm there for 20 minutes and I'm like, oh, this is a cult. Like it's,
oh, right.
Yeah, I just like over and over again, I feel like, I don't know. I'm just going
listen,
through
here's my last point about
give
that,
UCB
about that
a
one
chance.
Arm chance. Okay, that's like maybe I can understand a thought like you said where it's like you shouldn't have said her name, but to say that I was intentionally trying to bully her is just not true.
Right. I don't think
I didn't want her to ever see it.
Yeah, yeah, but
I didn't want her to ever hear about it.
You went easy on her.
Yeah, but this is like a
so saying,
person-to-person thing.
Intent doesn't... Right, but
the first part makes sense.
But
the second part doesn't make sense.
But
she's entitled to her reaction.
Yeah, but to say I didn't go out of my way... Oh, absolutely. I could have gotten taken that down for fucking copyright shit, but I would never do that because I believe in free speech.
Good.
Thank you.
Ari's a hero.
To say that I was bullying, it was like, that's just not what it was.
But to say that you sure can't fathom
it. To say like, I should have gone out of my way to protect someone is different.
Yeah, but to say that you can't imagine that she would have heard it when you put it out publicly is also like disingenuous.
No.
Once again, no one wanted to see this.
Yes. I had no thought
your
she did.
Fear of her
and
seeing it wasn't enough.
Years passed and she didn't see it.
Right. So I agree with your first part of that.
Ari is
how I feel about my dad and all of my comedy.
He's realistic about his career. He thought nobody would see it. And for the most part, he was right.
And then look, much like Dr. Cosby, it came back out of nowhere.
And
something he thought he was done with that was not even bullying.
So what happened with the Mexican thing too? You always...
Same shit. I'm a troublemaker.
What did you say about the Mexicans?
I've been dealing with Mexicans for fucking a decade. Those amazing racist videos.
You're like Pacquiao and Mayweather.
Outside of your father's deli, have you been dealing with
Mexicans? You're like Pacquiao and Mayweather dealing with Mexicans all my life.
You need to issue a public apology. It's not new shit to me. It's just like, oh God. Guys, I'll wait you out. You'll go away. You don't get it. Like, it was wrong what you did. And then I go, oh, well, those things, you know, they were all set up. And they go, no, I'm still mad. Like, what do you mean? You thought it was real? You're just as mad when you thought it was real as when it's all just actors.
Oh, dude,
that I paid.
Dude, well, hold on.
They're just as mad.
Listen, they don't. Edit that when they. This is the best.
Once
part.
They've decided on anger, that's it. They're
that's
angry.
It.
That's why I didn't try to reason with any of these people about the annoying lady.
And I know how
because it was like, oh, you're never gonna hear me.
Right.
Right.
The annoying lady that the shit was about.
Whoa, who was that? The annoying lady.
The one arm lady.
Yeah,
but it's not about the one arm. But it's like they'll never hear anything. You still want like your
self-righteousness is powerful. I was locked in that for over a decade. I mean, like, and that's that feels good. But I don't know. I understand where you're coming from, and I understand where she's coming from. But like when that shit came out. As a young female comic,
as a young
just,
female comic,
it's not my fault. You guys are aging now. Like, I don't know.
I like how you Lauren Bacall at one.
My thought is,
what?
As a young female.
You ain't that young.
My thought is this. You're a college educated woman.
How old are you?
Liberal arts.
She means a new comic. Relatively new comic.
When somebody gives you a passage from one chapter of a book, you don't make your opinion on that book without reading the book.
Yeah, I saw her shit. I saw that she edited it.
You saw a cut up version of a piece of a bit.
And then I went back and saw the whole thing. Unlike Kurt, I actually have way more time on my hands and saw the whole hour and thought it was funny. Like, I thought that her point of it not being a joke was disingenuous.
I got dick on my hands.
I didn't know. This stuff I didn't know about the story. I didn't know you knew her when she had both arms.
That's in the bit, too.
Where's the one arm?
That's in the full bit.
He can't focus if it's not about him.
Where is the one arm bitch? I'll rape her with the one arm and put some cum on her nub. And then she'll be like, what is that?
I know a lot of people didn't see it. And I'm like, I'm too busy writing new stuff. That was two specials ago. I'm not going to sit there and try to defend.
No.
A reaction to a reaction.
Dr. Cosby, wait a minute.
Such a non-thing. Yeah.
What would you say to a young female comic?
What do I do to the young female comic?
No, what do you say to them?
Suck a dick.
Boom, he says nothing. He's only raping them.
I'm like, you're really funny. Can I rape you? Boy, that was good jokes. Can I rape you?
That's damn good, Dr. Cosby.
Hey, can you help me with these words? Yes, I'll rape you first, and then we'll go over some of your bits in the punchline. Then I'll rape you again, over the punchline. Then we'll go over some writing when I rape you.
Dude, somebody made out the... hold on. I don't want to take... I don't know if it might have been Shay or somebody else.
What?
Fuck, maybe it was...
Who?
Was it your mom?
When is that dude, Darren? Somebody made a fucking... Oh, no, it was Chris, the dude from Philly that we had on. Chris, what's his name? The black
Chris
dude.
Chris Cotton?
Yeah, he said it was like Cosby testing out material on them. That's how they went out.
That's how they got bored into a submission.
He wanted them knocked out, so he just try out material on them. Here's what it was. It was Cosby had to knock them out so he could try out dirty jokes.
So I'm raping the bitch, right?
No one can ever know.
No one can ever know who's about
to do.
And then she woke up on my ass. Now that's Richard Pryor. Goddamn, that's some crazy shit, Jack. Raping bitches and shit. Goddamn. Shit. Goddamn, I can't rape a bitch for shit.
Richard Pryor,
that's a motherfucker, Jack. Shit.
Do you feel a little betrayed now? Because didn't he judge you for cursing?
Yeah, that was some fucked up shit. Goddamn, I'm fucking cursing and shit, and this motherfucker raping bitches sleep. Shit.
That's Hannibal's joke.
Don't you think that's a double standard? You were just using words and he was doing actions.
Yeah, this motherfucker's doing real shit. Goddamn. It's like, is the bitch sleep? Rape the bitch. Yeah. At least have the bitch alive. Shit.
Oh, we got some legends in here today. We
fucking replaced this entire wall.
Yes.
There are five Smothers Brothers albums up there.
They kept Rodney Dangerfield up, right?
I tell you.
I'm not saying Rodney rape bitches.
You're alluding to it.
I'm saying Rodney rape bitches.
Let me tell you, I can't even rape a bitch.
And by the way, your precious Smothers Brothers, you know why they're called that? Because that's what they did to their victims.
My God. Oh, my Lord. I did not know that.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
She just remembered one playing stand-up bass and nothing else.
Unless you were a victim of the smothering, then you heard it already.
They got Cheech and Chong in that bitch.
And come on.
Cheech ain't ever hold the bitch down. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking there's a Sherrod album.
Yeah. Where's Sherrod?
Me. Why is this? What? Sherrod?
Let's get a shot of that. Let's get a shot of that.
Who's Wild Man Steve? Who the fuck is Wild Man Steve?
He's you, motherfucker. Look at you, no shirt.
That can't be me. The girl's not Jewish.
That is true.
You like Jewish girls?
My girlfriend is Jewish.
Oh, you can have them all.
I know I can.
I'm not going to do it.
Here's the secret. You can have them back. I don't know. I'm over it.
That's what she says about the dudes. They're like so fucking...
Like a
no
mirror
Jew.
Of you. Yeah, I can't with that.
Oh, Jews are hard to date. You got to really be all in.
Just take them.
Yeah, be all in.
But see, I'm a handful, Jewish. So.
Here's how hard it is. Jews can't even deal with that.
God damn.
No, Jews can't deal with that.
No.
We're too weak. We're too weak to deal with
that. They talk too much. Jewish women talk too much. They don't know how to be quiet.
Talk down too much.
I don't know. I think between Karen and I, I'm probably way more annoying on here than
Jews. No, I'm definitely
from your mouth
more
to God's
annoying.
Ears.
No, I'm the most annoying.
Oh,
Karen's
man.
Israeli.
Guys, you're both a drag.
Thank you.
Hey, shut the fuck up, all right?
Hey,
Shut your pile. Hey, I'm gonna show you pile.
Let me tell you, look at Wild Man Steve and get with the program.
That's one of the greatest albums ever.
Start grabbing my ankles while I pull out my stomach, Kiki.
I'm Tony Danza. I love Samantha.
Dude, do you know Tony Danza and Tony Danza and
I love Tony Danza.
What's his name? Mike Britt got in a fucking fight.
No way.
What?
Over what?
Well, Tony Danza's kind of...
Over what?
I'll tell you.
Let's say old and cranky.
Wait, he got in a fight?
Here's why.
He's Mike old, Britt, cranky motherfucker.
Mike Britt made some joke about fucking Alyssa Milano and not knowing Tony Danza. I guess Tony Danza considers his...
Oh, he still wants that.
His so TV afterwards, kids, his real kids.
So afterwards, Tony Danza's like, hey, oh, wait. I don't know what he said, but he goes...
He goes like this, hey, can I talk to you?
And they got in a fight, a verbal argument, right, where Tony Danza's walking away and going, fuck you! And then Mike Britt's like, fuck you! And he goes, fuck you! And then Mike Britt goes, fuck you, Tony Danza.
I think we got a title.
Who's the boss now, bitch? Who the fuck is the boss now?
He goes, no, fuck. That's how you break out of a fuck you fight.
That's hilarious. Fuck you, Tony Danza. I know you, Tony Danza.
Oh, it's like a jiu-jitsu move because he has the larger name to work with a fuck you.
Mike Britt said, fuck you, no, fuck you.
After they went back and forth, he finished it with fuck you,
Tony. What was the Alyssa Milano joke?
I don't know. Something about fucking her, which, I mean, at this point,
she's
she'd probably be
flattered. Where did he do the show? Where was this?
It's amazing. Well,
Where was the show? Where was Mike Britt?
Yeah,
where
Caroline's.
Oh, at Caroline's, okay.
Caroline's, I guess there's some weird, like, half
Tony
a celeb
Danza's
coming
there.
Through.
Tony Danza. Yeah. Hey, let's go to Caroline's, huh, for some laughs.
It was, I think, when his show where he's going to go.
He was
going to teach public school. Oh, maybe you're right.
He was on Broadway. Was he
about to teach
public school?
No. Yeah. That's a reality show he had for a second. And then
he was
on
one episode of Say Yes to the Dress.
Remember he was a teacher? He goes, I'm Tony Danza, and I'm going to be doing the hardest thing I've ever done, teaching a history class. And then I think, like, parents or students are like, why the fuck is this guy doing a show, like, when we have to have, like, school? Like, and you just get some guy that's not a teacher.
Yeah.
To wait, come and fuck me. Yeah, just suddenly teaching.
It was on
where they were like, it was like a black man and a woman ran for president. He was like, yeah, that happened in like the 1890s.
That doesn't seem realistic.
1870s.
What?
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, no, I know this.
Tony Danza?
No, I don't know if it's Tony Danza or not.
What are you talking about?
What did
you
talk
about?
There was a comedy thing.
Oh my God.
Go eat all the shit.
Shut up.
Dr. Cosby must have drugged your drink.
Yes.
You're
starting to get on my nerves. Got the rape. Getting the fingers.
Cosby, doctor, please don't.
Don't. Why?
Cosby does have some long rape fingers, too. You ever see his hands?
Really?
And when he's like, he got some old school Civil War fucking
in fairness,
Jim Crow black hands.
Struggle
he got
with
Jim
consciousness.
Crow hands, nigga. He got the biggest.
He got reconstruction hands.
I swear to God.
Emancipation Proclamation fingers.
It's him, Danny Glover. Whoa. They got old black man.
You know what they call
the railroad
this?
Hands.
They call it Juneteenth hands.
He's like, got Juneteenth fingers.
I ain't no Gandhi dancer. But let me tell you. Well, freedom is here.
Oh, now
you got the Frederick Douglass hand.
Matambos.
These are the hands.
Douglas and Victoria something.
Did what?
Ran for president.
With, but what does that have to do with?
What? Are you still on that?
Yeah, I'm still on that.
And
in
why
my
didn't
own
you,
head.
Hold on. Why didn't you use your phone?
Because it's way over there.
Oh.
You can get it.
I don't want
Godfrey
to.
Took a shit. It's not a big deal.
I took a fat ass dump.
Godfrey took a fat fucking Cosby.
And I'm like, dooba 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 da.
He took a fat Theo.
I took a Theo. I took a doop 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 doop.
Took a tip of his blood cell.
Doop doop doop. Dooba 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 doop doop doop. Dooba dooba dooba
doop. What time is it?
Were there any songs you sang after you dropped the pills in, once you know they drank it, before it kicked in? Like, what were you doing in those minutes?
I was, one song, it was called Zelba Dooba Doop. The other song is called Dooba 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 Doop. And the other one's like, Doop, 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 Doop. Oh, man, that's track three.
It's a legend, Reeves. Let's just say a legend. We don't know that he did it.
Oh, my goodness.
He had that lovely interview.
You can't take his accomplishments away from him, though.
That's what I do. I'll also agree with that. You separate
fuck
the art
that.
From the artist.
Fuck that. Yeah, man. A lot of cats.
Quentin Tarantino drives around, you know, the pussy wagon from Kill Bill?
Yeah.
He drives that.
That's amazing.
Like,
yeah.
For real. Like,
from
not
Greece.
Ironic.
That's
like,
the
I like
Greece shit.
A lot of yeah, but what if raping helped him
and it's
in
like
his
you're
career
lame,
like Lance
you're
Armstrong,
awesome.
Then he shouldn't have his medals.
Wait,
whoa. You're saying if it's a performance enhancing rape.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh. She said Dr. Cosby was juicing.
Then maybe you're right. Then maybe you're right.
It's fair.
I did the Spanish fly.
I like the Metzger Cosby. Let's get some Metzger Cosby. Go ahead.
His nipples are. It's like a stroke. The royal jelly in the
that's a stroke, Cosby.
Camille.
You sound like the dude from Do the Right Thing. Milk.
Oh shit! Radio. What's the name?
Radio.
Oh, good God.
I just barely understood it.
You don't know any references.
I think the thing with Cosby, like the creative reaction, was that he presented his character as like his real life. Like he had blended those. So when we found like the juxtaposition and like the cognitive dissonance that people were
dissonance. Oh,
oh
God.
You college fool.
Oh, psychology words.
College idiot.
Cognitive dissonance.
Fucking
it's in music also.
So psych 101 nonsense.
Oh,
we are mocking
it. It's the juxtaposition of the nullification and amplification and of the psychological situation.
What about
situation?
His id and his super ego?
Shut up. Shut up. B.F. Skinner and your stupid and the Maslow theories.
Now you see, so college foolishness.
You see why Carl Jung always said, Jung said that rape within that psychology is a sort of a frontal lobe dysfunction. That's what rape is a frontal lobe dysfunction.
Jung said that?
Sometimes the occipital lobe can be affected from your eyesight.
Wait a minute. Jung dealt with lobes?
Jung did in Maslow.
You see, Carl Jung.
When Carl Jung came to rape in the cortex of the brain, when you're raping, the brain shuts off. And then the occipital lobe would affect your eye vision goes, you better go rape, and then the occipital lobe goes to the front of the brain, and your temporal lobe where you hear, you say, oh shit, there's some pussy out there, and your temporal lobe works, and then everything where your parietal lobe fixes, and then your brainstem says, start to rape.
Do you,
that's all the cortexial.
Dr. Cosby, do you like Game of Thrones?
Oh man, I want to rape everybody out there.
Such garbage
especially,
this year.
Especially the midget, that little motherfucker. I'm going to get that little motherfucker.
You don't like this season, are you? You don't like it?
No, it's bad, and I found out why.
Why?
Because they've caught up to the books. Yeah. Now it's just TV writers
trying to figure it out.
Yeah. And it's like, TV writers suck.
Ah.
That's why. You don't have no level of auteur. You don't know this at all.
Isn't that funny?
You're just making it up. Yeah. I wonder.
Why is this guy taking his sweet ass time like he's just going to live for 10 more years?
Yeah.
You got four brothers.
This fat old fucker. Dude, finish the fucking shit.
He's going to L. Ron Hubbard himself.
Really, it's HBO. I hope someone's HBO there. For not respecting the art at all. Instead of saying, well, we'll put this on hiatus for 2 years until you're done. They go, we got money to make, so let's make some.
I think people lose their fucking shit.
It's garbage art. It's garbage art from HBO.
They're only helping the writer, because then people are going to want to know what he actually had in mind for it.
Look, I'm still a fan of it, but you're right. It's like they're drawing out.
They're drawing, because they know where they're going to go. So like to get us there, bridge the gap over fucking 10 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever it is. Like, ugh.
Dude, did you see the thing? That senator fucking came out and said she's gonna stop watching
Facebook.
Claire McCaskill.
Said she's no longer a fan of it after that Sansa.
Because Sansa had to have the nicest thing ever happen to her on that show.
It's just, within the context of Game of Thrones, it feels especially shitty because of all of the violent torture that's happened. This fucking story of rape is the worst thing that could ever happen to you. In a television show where they castrate people is ludicrous.
Her father was killed in front of her.
Right, yeah.
Also, my
it's
thing
like, are
is,
we gonna pretend that this is the most traumatic thing
also,
that's happened to her?
The blonde chick got raped in marriage in the same position year one.
Yes.
It was the same exact scene.
Yes.
But I guess the zeitgeist had moved on.
Yes. There
was and now people are like,
fucking,
well, that's no longer allowed.
Like,
it's the same exact scene.
That guy
scene.
Was hot.
Little boy got pushed out a window.
You seen
because he wasn't a pussy white guy.
Huh?
So they're like, oh, no, he's just a man being a man. He's a little ethnic, so it's okay.
Yeah.
He's a dope.
All right, wait, everybody is, first of all, everyone's talking at once.
On three.
Number one, Caitlin, there's no reason to steamroll Dr. Cosby. A doctor.
A doctor.
To say ludicrous. There's no reason. Unless ludicrous is coming in the door. There's no reason to fucking get that out. Listen, we're going
to
fix Caitlin at some point.
We're going to fix it.
Listen, this is why I told you not to do the fucking naked show, because you're hanging out with, you could be naked here, instead of hanging out with Godfrey and Trod. Well, all right, not
a
good example.
It's going to be a rape if that happens.
Right, yeah.
But someone that would tell you to shut up. It's like you're behind a year of shut-ups. Okay?
Yes.
Now, Louis J. Gomez.
Every week, and I get a fair amount of shut-ups.
Louis J. Gomez took all Alex Edelman, your partner on your show, took all his shut-ups.
He took a game.
And I packed on at least.
We shut him up before he spoke.
We made him right. He is real right.
I sent him a gift basket
of shut-ups one year. Every Jewish holiday.
You should.
Fucking Alex. And when I see him to this day, I tell him to shut up before I say hello.
You should.
So when you say, as a young female comic, followed by, shut up! That's it. Listen, you're the new comic. Female doesn't enter into it.
Who cares?
Shut up.
You're going in the arena.
Shut your ass
and
up.
And you're still trying to fucking...
Shut the fuck up. And thank God. Shut your ass
Thank God Dr. Cosby was here. To set us all straight with this. And I'm glad these young men could have been here to hear what Dr. Cosby said.
We all need the learnings from Cos.
Okay? You know what? Young black men do need to pull their pants up. He wasn't wrong about that.
He wasn't wrong.
Just because he did what he did doesn't mean you don't need to pull your pants
up. Pull your pants up because I'm pulling them down.
Unless you're at...
Pull your pants up because I'm pulling them down. You guys, everybody, I got it. I'm raping everybody. So pull your pants up because I got it.
Is that so hard?
Maybe that's like that's
in
the
fact,
title.
If you're at the knitting factory, you probably should pull your pants down a little bit at this point.
A little bit, yes.
They've gone the other way with pants.
Yep.
It's back now. The sag is back.
The sag is back?
I think
At the knitting factory?
No, just in general. The saggy pants are like...
Ironically, it went away.
Did they go away?
Oh, yeah.
They were the skinny jeans.
I think what went away is Ari going through black neighborhoods. It's currently going on.
I think Ari should go through black neighborhoods just like that. Leave his ass.
Oh, no. This is a repellent. I did this at the comedy store. On Black Night, you take a shirt off, the place fucking clears out. Yeah. Then you go away, they all come back. We tested it. It's black repellent.
They shock you so pale they can see your bone marrow. You're not used to seeing marrow and not eating it. You're black.
This white boy crazy. Better get the fuck up out of here.
I can see where your chitlins connect to your lungs.
Oh, by the way, see this electronic dildo that I've been annoying the table with?
Yes.
It got sent to me for free by Vape Escape in Newark, who I think is going to get some advertising
Newark,
on
Jesus
us.
Jesus Christ. Well, they better send me something free before they want anything.
Yeah, Vape Escape.
They just got it.
Yeah.
They sent you a gift?
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucked
it was a
up.
Fan of
Throw
Facebook.
It away to two come through. Throw it.
Race wars. White man gets first.
I get nothing?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I swear to God. Okay. They're not advertising shit on this show.
What are you talking about?
Always,
we're going to fix the situation.
He's always using it.
You don't even smoke these
things.
He wants free stuff.
Kurt is always using
it. Okay, can I be honest with you? They sent one for each of us, but I just kept them.
Did you really?
No.
Throw yours away right now in front of me.
No.
I'm going to use it.
Issue a public apology.
Kurt. We get everything, we get nothing.
I know, that's not true.
I'm going to stomp that fucking thing so well.
That's
really well deserved. You might not be able to break
They don't know I don't smoke it.
It's a fucking good one. So listen,
they don't know
so
I don't
Fatigate,
smoke it.
We're going to
smoke the shit out of that thing.
We can get in touch with these people, Vape Escape, because I want more free shit, and then they should just buy some ads on here.
Stop saying their name until I get something from them.
What, Vape Escape?
Them free
I heard they rape people.
The good folks at Vape Escape of Newark, Delaware.
The rapists of Vape Rape.
You can find them online.
The first name was Vape Rape.
Vape rape. Not to be confused with Vape Rape. No, the policy is I'll do the free ads for free stuff, but I will connect you with ISIS.
We do the free ads for free stuff.
All right, well, send us some free shit.
Break it in half. Half of that is mine. Break it.
Send a bunch of them. We'll all smoke them.
Which end do you like, nigga? You take the end.
Did
you
I tell
like.
You that when I was a kid, we had like this lady that was like not our aunt. It was Aunt Rose. That I guess my mom read the Bible with or some shit.
Right.
So she was really old, this old Italian lady, and me and my sister would come over. And every time we came over, she'd go, oh, I got something for you. And she'd take out a dollar bill and tear it in half and give each of us a half. So that way.
What a foolish lady.
Instead of spending it together? Yeah, no, instead of, you know, we each get a dollar, now we both have nothing. That was her fucking.
Damn.
This crazy ass.
I mean, it's hard to.
I think she ruined $1,000 over the course of several Bible studies.
Why would she want you to have nothing?
By the way, oh,
so
this was what
to do that.
This is what I want. Okay, just real quick about Game of Thrones.
Yes.
The amount of rapes in there, if you crunch the numbers, it's pretty much the same as what these people are claiming is on college campuses. It pretty much reflects.
Lower.
It's like lower than a college campus.
Wow.
So what's the big deal?
Dragons.
I mean,
dragons.
That's
yeah.
what it is. Dragons yeah. see yeah. dragons, so it's not real rape.
Oh. You don't want a dragon watching you get raped,
well,
judging.
I think we're going to wrap it up. But,
yeah, it's time.
It was a very good.
It was a great show.
First of all, the amount of star power we had in here today.
Oh, unbelievable. Oh,
I didn't, the amount we set Caitlin straight with her new comic energy.
She needs to shut up at least 4 or 5 times on the way
shut
home.
Up, shut up, shit up.
That's hilarious, dude. New
Ari,
comics.
Thanks for coming
good
on.
Thing
are you
I don't
back
stick
more?
My neck
yeah.
out too far.
Yeah, yeah new comics.
Ari!
Let you stick your neck out too far.
Godfrey, always fun having you on, Nick.
Yo, dude, no. I appreciate because all the fucking response from the last one, I'm like,
it's
oh,
crazy.
I can't wait to
even the animation. Yeah. You saw the animation of Fan Man?
I didn't say it yet. Is it dope?
It's dope.
What?
Oh, it's fucking great. It's
oh, shit.
Godfrey, where have you been? Bill Cosby was here while you were in the bathroom.
Oh, damn. When I was doing doo, he was over there.
Wait, what is your podcast?
What? I don't know.
What?
It used to be here.
Oh, I think
I don't
mention
no, I haven't been around.
Well,
been
sign
gone.
The contract.
He don't trust the white man's contracts. Don't put that on him.
Yeah.
It's the white man and his trickery.
Yeah.
All those words he uses trickery.
Yeah.
It's an easy contract.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Let's have a team of Jews looking over.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had Jews looking over, and they talked to these Jews.
Jews run this place.
Yeah.
What's a Jew contract?
I know, but yes. We brought in black belt Jews. We brought in the Jews that the Jews call Jews.
A witz.
It was very reasonable.
Well, a witz. A witz. That's
it.
Well, a div. A dumb Israeli bastard.
Wait, hold on. We've
I learned that from Noam.
What's the title again, dude? We had a good title.
Race Wars?
Fuck you,
yo! Oh, this show isn't going on now, right?
No. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Can I? Oh shoot!
Wait, what's going on?
Oh man, my show starts tonight, yo.
Oh, that's right, with Kelvin Lutz, right?
With Kellen Lutz. Kellen Lutz. Fox called Bullseye.
It's on Fox.
On Fox, right after MasterChef. It's the premiere tonight, 9:00.
Wow, maybe man. We can get the show up tonight.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, but either way, hell.
No way. What time is it right now?
It's like
6:30. There's no way you get it up for people to listen to it.
I saw y'all fucking shoot some girl through fucking.
Yeah,
what was that about?
Human slingshot.
What was that?
That was dope.
What did she land on?
She was not landing on shit. She was flung in the air over a cliff. She had to throw some things at this bullseye on the ground.
While she was in the air?
Yeah, man. She's dope. Hanging from helicopters.
Fuck.
It's dope.
Wow.
It's dope.
Man, I do that every day.
You know what would make it even better?
You're an action star, butt naked.
Do you know what make
Donald
it
Donald Sutherland.
You know what make it
he
even better?
He shot a one-armed girl through the air. Didn't you see it?
And she still hung on.
Yeah. Oh, tenaciously by her gay pride shirt.
You know, I just realized
we have to make Caitlin wash dead bodies until she's ready.
Where
until
do they ready. Go? Where do they go?
What's
after
your
wash
name?
Them?
You're no one. And we have to hit her with a thing.
Oh, yes.
Until she's ready to have her face and tongue cut
yes.
off.
Yes. And throw a coin in a fucking river.
Throw your shit in the river, Caitlin.
No, I put her in that cave where in Batman they tried to jump up and couldn't get to that.
Oh, that prison?
Go on, young comedian. Go up.
By the way, how the fuck did he get
There's
out of
a microphone
that?
Microphone up there.
Wait, Godfrey. What the fuck was that cave? He jumps out of the cave, okay?
Right. Who?
Did he, like, walk back to Gotham from fucking.
Oh, yeah. He just
oh,
he just
yeah,
there.
He did. It's a movie. Yeah,
he had his
did.
Black car.
Was it just outside of Gotham? They have a foreign prison?
Yeah.
Which is just a big
pit. He walked from Israel to.
Detroit's a fucked up town.
Yeah, how did he get all the way back from the Middle East to fucking Gotham?
Dude, it's,
and how did Bane just
Batman.
Fly
he's
him
Batman.
Out there and come back? Bane's like, I got some business overseas.
He's white and he's fucking Bruce Wayne.
He's white and he's on camera.
The secret is he was Canadian, and Canada is a vast country with potential foreign prisons everywhere.
No, she's right.
Vast country.
I never even thought about it like
that.
It's almost unpopulated.
It was not Canada.
Unpopulated.
All right, we got to wrap it up.
All right, that's the resource. Thanks.
Peace.
Boom.